Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Art has a way of telling the stories a community carries, on its walls, in its history, and through the people who shape it. This spring, two local museums are coming together for a powerful shared exhibition called Community as Canvas, opening April 9th. At the Ontario Museum of History and Art, you'll find lived-in creative practices shaped by people and places, while the Chafee Community Museum of Art presents Walls That Speak, a history of Chicano mural art in the Pomona Valley, highlighting the rich legacy of muralism and cultural expression right here in our region. Joining us today are two of the voices behind this collaboration, guest curator Alejandro Poli Jr., also known as Man One, and Samantha Herrera, curator of exhibits at the Ontario Museum of History and Art. Let's dive into how art, place, and community all come together in this unique exhibition. Thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Pepper.
Tell us about your backgrounds.
Well, originally I'm from Los Angeles, born and raised in L.A., and I moved out to Ontario during the pandemic when we wanted to buy a home out here. And so once I moved to the IE and to Ontario, I immediately started working with a bunch of people in the area that are doing museum shows and curators and all that. And that's how I got hooked up with CCMA, the Chafee Community Museum of Art. But I grew up in Los Angeles as a crazy kid on the streets and got into graffiti in 87. So I've been doing this for a long time and turned my street hobby into a profession and been doing basically murals and paintings and all that professionally now since like 94. So this is all I do full time, a full time artist. I have a studio in Ontario where I practice and do my work. And also, you know, just involved in museums and exhibitions and galleries and as a curator, but also as an artist, obviously. And I like to put together events and things like that. So this event here that we're doing is just like right up my alley. So I'm really excited about it.
Pepper, my name is Sam Herrera. I'm the curator of exhibits at the Ontario Museum of History and Art. I started as an artist and as a preparator about 10 years ago at the museum. I'm a graduate from UCR with a studio art degree. And what I've really enjoyed over the years working, you know, at the museum is just working alongside the community. So local artists like Man One, and being able to engage with the artists, with the artwork, and then putting together these exhibitions that just provide different types of like learning engagements, different ways of engaging with artwork, and then also allowing the community to express themselves within the arts. And, you know, this is what I've enjoyed over the years. And I've been in the museum field for 10 years. And as a curator leading these shows, the museum's like my second home, and I just enjoy being there and working with artists just like Man One and the other artists that are in this larger exhibition.
What is Community as Canvas?
Yeah, so Community as Canvas is a collaborative exhibition between the Ontario Museum of History and Art and the Chafee Community Museum of Art. Our focus for this exhibition is to highlight artists within the local region that are engaging within the community in multiple aspects. So within a gallery practice, a public art practice, their community engagement practices, these artists are all catalysts in their own neighborhoods. These artists are bringing their homes as inspiration, their neighborhoods as inspiration into these gallery walls, into the museums themselves. So we're here to reflect the community as best as possible, and these artists are doing a great job.
Tell us about the artists who are being showcased in Community as Canvas.
Well, like Sam said, it's two different museums doing two different shows, even though that's all being billed as one. But in the Chafee Community Museum of Art, where I'll be showcasing my work, I have new work. So there's three of us that are showcasing the work. Myself, Cosme Cordova, and Joe Dead, also local artists. Both of them really, really great guys. I've got to meet them ever since I moved out here 5 years ago, and we've become good friends, and I'm glad to be showing with them at this exhibition. But it's also, we're the next generation, I guess, of Chicano art and muralism and all that kind of stuff. So the exhibition is anchored by a smaller exhibition in the wings with some of the classic Chicano artists from L.A., like Ernesto de la Loza and Judy Baca, I think Judith Hernandez. You know, it's a long list of other artists whose murals that I grew up looking at and being inspired by are going to be reflected in the exhibition. So, you know, as a kid growing up in Los Angeles, I would find these incredible murals all over the place when I would walk around Boyle Heights or downtown or wherever, and inspired me as a kid to, like, I want to do this big gigantic paintings. Like, I had no idea who these people were or anything like that. And they really inspired me. And so when I got into graffiti art, that was my goal. I was like, I want to do these giant paintings that I've seen on the streets. You know, how do I do them? And I had no idea. And obviously, like in my career now, all these decades later, I've gotten to meet these artists, have sometimes worked with them and done other murals together. And so these artists, to me personally, are local heroes in the movement and also in the community. And so those artists are going to be, like I said, anchoring this side of the exhibition. And I've got some new paintings that I'm putting in there. Cosme has some awesome work, and Joe Dead as well. So we're the three kind of featured artists in this exhibition on our side. On the other side, Ontario, you want to talk about those artists?
Yes. For the Ontario Museum of History and Art, Lived In Creative Practices Shaped by People and Places focuses on eight artists from Los Angeles, the Inland Empire, and the Coachella Valley. And those artists are Rosie Cortez, Frank Lemus, Adriana Lopez Ospina, Jose Loza, Meli Troques, Kikesa Kimbola de Robles, Willis Garcia Salomon, and Jacqueline Valenzuela. Just as Man One said, we're anchoring these two exhibitions as like the neighborhood being like the inspiration. He'd walk the streets, and just as all of us do, and see the artwork, this public art that's out there in the world that's inspiring all generations. And that work being in the alleyways, being on these side, the businesses, it really showcases what it can do for the community. It can bring awareness to societal issues. It can just beautify the space itself, the community. And it just, in the end, art brings everyone together. Whether you enjoy it or not, it still provides a conversation for each of us. And we're all connected. And these three exhibitions are all just displaying that itself. It's displaying that we're all connected through the arts and that we all want to see this. And it's inspiring many people. And these artists in the show are just showcasing their artistic talent for us.
I forgot to mention our side of the exhibit at CCMA is actually titled Walls That Speak. And that's why putting our work in context of the work by that was done in the 70s and 80s and some 90s by these well-known Chicano artists, that's why we put that title in there. Because I think walls do speak, you know, especially when, you know, when you're walking around and you see something and it impacts you, whether it's the color or the message or whatever it is, it grabs your attention and it makes you think of certain things. You know, murals and paintings and things like that can speak to people in a way that words can't. And so that's kind of the boldness of painting on walls and doing larger than life work. So that inspires me, and that's why I still do it, and that's the kind of work I'm going to be presenting. You know, I have a huge 16-foot mural that I'm installing in the exhibition, as well as several other large pieces, and these are all new works that I'm showcasing just for this moment. And you know, a lot of my work also talks about a lot of different things. You know, just like in the Chicano movement, it's layered with our experience as Chicanos and what it means to be a Latino in Los Angeles, in California, in this country, and all the different layers that people may or may not know about. And some of my works actually have some kind of, are talking a little bit about sports and politics, as well as community and things like that, you know. So it's just work that I've decided that I needed to put out there and say what I have to say, especially in this moment. And it provides, you know, being in a show like this at a museum, it provides like a really great space for me to be able to like showcase my work, but also say something and hopefully get people to think. It's not about trying to convince somebody of your point of view or anything like that. It's mostly just about showing people your point of view and expressing that and allowing others to like reflect on it, maybe see it a different way in a different light that someone may or may not have, you know, been able to understand. Maybe they're from a different culture or whatever. Yeah, so it's going to be a really great exhibition, and I'm really just proud and happy to be part of it. Yeah.
How and why were these artists chosen?
The artists in our exhibition, The Walls That Speak, Wendy, who's our fearless curator of the show, she pretty much put the show together and decided, you know, what artists she wanted to feature in terms of the Chicano artists and all that kind of stuff. I know the conversation started some years ago. Literally some years ago, I approached the museum, and me and Cosme actually approached the museum with a concept for an exhibition. And we thought it was going to happen maybe 2 years ago or something. And even though that concept didn't realize at the time that we thought it was going to happen, this opportunity came up. And so Wendy Slatkin, by the way, is the name of the curator. She reached out to me and Cosme and was like, hey, let's review this concept you had for an exhibition and see if we can tweak it a little bit and make it work for this exhibition that we want to plan. And so really it was Wendy's idea about focusing it on Chicano muralism. And the way she was explaining it to me, it was like a Chicano murals 101, right? So like people out here in the Inland Empire who may have not been as affected directly like as I was when I was a kid seeing these murals everywhere, they can at least get a taste of what it was like. They get to see some of these murals in the setting, get to learn about them. There's going to be tons of information about the different murals and artists. And then she said, you know, why don't you, Cosme, and Joe Dead be part of it? And I think initially we were going to take the smaller rooms. And then she decided, no, you know what? I want to highlight you guys because you're the next generation. You're the bridge between the old guard and the new generation. And I was like, sure, you know, no problem. So we happily took on the task of filling up the main gallery, which is what we're going to be doing. So it was her concept in that sense, and all the artists that she chose and that she's featuring in terms of the Chicano artists, I think were things that she read about, studied, and somehow had a connection to the Inland Empire in one way or another, or in some fashion, but also pivotal pieces that were important to the Chicano movement, like Mario Torero's I'm Not a Minority, a mural that's still up, actually. So there's things like that that were really important to be part of the exhibition. And yeah, so I'm glad that she wanted to be part of it in this big way. And yeah, but I think the in the other museum, I think it was a little bit different, maybe.
Yeah, so usually we come together about a year before the opening date of the exhibition. So both museums come together, we discuss, you know, what are the topics that we've been focusing on or what we'd like to present to the community. And CCMA had this public art, Chicano mural art idea already in the works, as Manuel mentioned. And what I decided to do was work with everybody. And the spin is that these other artists that are featured in our side of the exhibition, lived in, these artists are not solely just in gallery practicing artists. These artists are also public art artists. They've created public art throughout Southern California and even across the country and in other countries as well. But what I've learned, and by working with Manuel within past events and over the years and working alongside Cosme, what I've learned is that they're not solely engaging their work within the public art sphere. They're also community engagement, like artists. So Manuel puts on programs during some of our arts festivals. I think you've had two programs so far,
like at least, yeah.
Artist-led workshops that he's had. Cosme has been overtaking Riverside and running the Dia de los Muertos event that they have every year, working alongside the Cheech, alongside Man One and Joe Dead for a lot of other like events. And what I wanted to do was find artists that did the same. So they not only had that in-gallery museum or institution practice, they created work outside in their neighborhoods, and then they also had that community engagement aspect. So each of these artists, we were able to find that one middle ground, which, yeah, can be in the end public art, but it really is an artist that's spreading their skill set, that's teaching the following generations, that's providing arts to the community in multiple different facets. So my team and I did our research. We went to visit a couple shows, and we've met these artists, did some studio visits, and found out that each of these artists, they all check off that box. So although like the two shows, one is very specific to Chicano muralism, but deep down inside, it's what these artists are providing to the community. And that's where I thought, like, this is the best place to lead and best place to start. And, you know, we're going to put on both shows, or all three exhibitions are going to be really great.
Tell us about these two museums in Ontario.
So the Ontario Museum of History and Art was the second city hall. It was built in 1937, and then it became a museum, I want to say, in the late 70s. And it actually was the home of Chafee Community Museum of Art at some point. And then they found their space across the street from us some years later. So the museum's been hosting rotating art and history or traveling history exhibitions. We host a lot of the first families, artifacts or estates, their collections. And then we also put on like educational programs, artist-led workshops. And at the museum, we have two permanent exhibits, one about the history of Ontario, another about how water developed Ontario and its agricultural region. So that's built on water. And then Gem of the Foothills is our exhibit about the history of Ontario. And then our rotating galleries, which is what this show Lived In will be located, is like a consistent 10 to 12 week exhibition run. And then we're off for a few weeks and back on.
What kinds of exhibits do the two museums in Ontario have?
Both museums put on different type of shows. I would say most of the time CCMA puts on shows that are for local artists, that are local artists in the region. Inland Empire, I think the furthest is like LA and like the desert cities. For us as well, it's similar for us as well, but a lot of the times our exhibits have become a bit more invitation based because it's a specific theme or a specific topic that we're discussing. And we do put on more history based shows, or at least traveling history based shows, that we augment our own collections into the exhibits, because we are a history and art museum. So we want to provide the community with both sides and as much, and find the gem that connects those history exhibits to like our community, to the Inland Empire.
Yeah, I think also, you know, the CCMA, they're a very small nonprofit in a museum. So, you know, they're not getting the millions of bucks every year to bring in, you know, all the top people from all over the world. But what they do have is they have a cool little space, and they're right next to, you know, the other museum across the street. And people who are part of their board and part of the museum that are really engaged with the community have a lot of love for the art and in the Pomona Valley and things like that. So that comes through loud and clear. I know the first time I visited the museum when I first moved out here, you know, I think they were showing like they had some like Millard Sheets pieces and things like that, you know, who was obviously a very prominent artist out here in the Pomona Valley. But most of the artists that I was looking at in the museum there, they're not the most cutting edge contemporary artists, right? Like there's some of them are a little bit dated, whatever, and that's fine, you know? So I remember that's one of the first things that, this is some years ago, when I started talking to them, they started feeling really like open with me and saying, hey, you know, we want to kind of shift our demographics a little bit, start bringing younger people here, because we have the over 55 crowd, we have them locked in, but we want to get the young kids out here, we want to get teenagers, we want to make it exciting, and what can we do? And that was the whole idea behind me putting together this concept for them a few years ago, was just how can we attract the younger generation, also a more diverse generation, into this museum, you know? And so I think this mural exhibition is playing towards that, because it's bridging the gap between the old guard and the new generation. So we're honoring the artists who have come before us and who're still around, many of them, and doing great work. But then, you know, how they're passing on the torch to the next generation, and how we're now having to do the work and pass it on to the next generation. I mean, when I got into graffiti art, I was like 16 years old, you know? I'm about to be 55 in a couple months. So all this time I've been pushing my art and pushing the culture and pushing what it is to be a Chicano muralist, what it means to be an artist in Southern California and all that. And so, and I've always been mentoring younger people and getting them out there. But I think it's really important to get the younger artists excited to see what we can do and how we can showcase our work at this level. And hopefully they want to follow those footsteps, you know, or create their own spaces or whatever. But the idea is just that this is a intergenerational kind of exhibition, and we want to play on that and bring in, you know, people of all walks of life and make it more exciting. So the CCMA isn't just a museum that people look at like, oh, that's going to be older, more classic work, but they can actually like look forward to like, hey, there's going to be some very cool and exciting exhibitions that talk about, you know, what's going on now and what's going on with people in this generation.
What kinds of programs and activities do these museums host?
So the museum hosts different programs and activities such as artist-led workshops. We hold artist discussions, which we'll be hosting one for, well, both museums will be hosting artist discussions for these exhibitions. We also have like our larger art festival. This year we'll be hosting a Ontario Block Party in June. We host a quarterly art walk as well. There's a lot for everyone to come partake in, and everything's free. All our programs are all free to the public, and most of these programs are all ages. There are some that are like 10 and up, and that's just due to what materials you may be using. But yeah, these two exhibitions are providing multiple programs throughout the run of the exhibitions. So from April 9th through, I believe, CCMA's last exhibit closes on July 26th. So we have multiple activities for everyone to come and join us. And like I said, they're free. Some of them last, they're an hour to 2 hours or to even 4 hours long. But we invite everyone to come and join us and have some fun, learn about some artwork, some history, you know, and maybe even be an artist for the day.
Yeah, I think to be more specific, at CCMA on May 16th, we're going to have an artist talk with myself, Cosme Cordova, and Joe Dead. And it's going to be moderated by Wendy Slack, and the curator. And so that'll be a good way to understand the work and ask questions and learn. And we're going to do kind of a walkthrough of the exhibition with whoever shows up, and they can learn a little bit more about the art on the walls. And then a second event that we're doing there is going to be on June 13th, which is going to be a bigger event, maybe a few more hours than normal. But we're going to have everything from live music, live painting, like have some live murals being painted. We're going to do some workshops with kids. Yeah, it's just going to be like a really open kind of event. CCMA has a nice little courtyard off to the side. So it'll be probably indoor, outdoor, but a lot of it will be outdoor because of the nature of painting and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's going to be a really fun event. Like Sam said, they'll be free, be all ages, and you know, it'll just be like a good time and a good opportunity for families to come together and do some art, look at some art or experience it or listen to music while enjoying the paintings and all that kind of stuff. So we definitely encourage people to come out on June 13th.
And then the one for the Ontario Museum, we're hoping that everyone will come to the community reception for this exhibition, and that's on April 11th from 2 to 4 p.m.
And we'll both be at the same time, right?
Yeah, both museums are open. So the show runs from April 9th through, for the Ontario Museum, it's July 5th, and then CCMA, it's July 12th, and then the 26th. Varying closing dates.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I've been speaking with Samantha Herrera, curator of exhibits at the Ontario Museum of History and Art, and the artist known as Man One. Where can we go to get more information?
We both have websites, theontariomuseum.org, and then we are both on social media. We both have Instagram pages for the Ontario Museum. It's Ontario Museum_arts and culture.
It's ShafeeMuseum.org, or you can go on Instagram to Chafee Community Museum. Also, the exhibitions, and we didn't mention this before, we're also being part of a larger event that's happening across Southern California, right?
Yes. Both of our exhibitions are participating in this larger art initiative called Hyper SoCal. don't know if you've ever heard of PST or Pacific Standard Time. That's a huge art and history and like science-based type of initiative for those larger institutions in Los Angeles, the Getty and LACMA. But for us, we're working alongside the Brand Gallery in Glendale.
Yeah.
And they started this initiative called Hyper SoCal. And it's for smaller institutions, like both our museums, like nonprofit museums or municipalities, for smaller like centers, like art centers, but it's all across Southern California. And, you know, it's something really exciting because its main focus is our Southern California artists, our local artists that are leading the way, are providing their creative vision throughout Southern California. So I feel very honored to be a part of like these first steps for this initiative. And kudos to the Brand Gallery for putting this on and also for letting us be a part of it. Yeah, and we're hoping that it keeps going.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I've been speaking with the artist known as Man One and Samantha Herrera, curator of exhibits at the Ontario Museum of History and Art. Any last thoughts for us?
We have so many programs happening, but you know, we hope visitors will come and just enjoy a day at both of our institutions. Both museums are here for everyone. You know, we're both here to provide a space of belonging. That's what each of these artists present in their work. And we're here for everyone to enjoy a bit of art. And it, like I said earlier, if you don't enjoy it, I just want you guys to have a conversation. I think that's really when you're in the arts and when you're interested or even when you're not, the whole goal is for someone to have a conversation about the artwork. And that's something that, you know, I try to live by, and I try to just make sure that the community has a conversation about at least one of the works in the shows.
I would just want to invite everybody to come out and, you know, enjoy the exhibitions. Like I said, they're free, all ages. And I think it's really important to have institutions like these in the community. You know, one of the things that happens in communities, especially like the IE and specifically in Ontario, where the population is growing so fast, is that you need cultural spaces and you need places for people to meet up, to hang out, to enjoy art, to enjoy each other. Because otherwise, you know, just having a bunch of warehouses and having a bunch of houses, you know, next door to them doesn't really do anybody any good. So, I mean, we need places where there's culture and food and music and all kinds of things. And so I think what's happening here with our museums, it's really anchoring like that area of downtown Ontario as a place to be, a place to hang out, a place to, you know, to go on the weekends and bring your families. go out on a date or whatever you want, you know. Sam said earlier there's art walks that are happening throughout the year. There's workshops and events and gallery shows. You know, there's a bunch of new murals in the area. So the whole idea is that this becomes a hub for people who want to experience art and who want to experience culture, and they don't necessarily want to drive an hour away to go find it. You know, they can find it right here, right in their backyard, wherever they are in the IE. They can come out and are welcomed, and that's what I want to see, is people who live here, who spend the weekends here and have a good time, you know, and just meet each other, learn about art, and maybe change the way of thinking a little bit about certain things, but really to inspire and have fun. That's what I want people to come out and walk away with.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for making our world a little more beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much, Pepper.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.